Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. And coming up on today's show, it was an exciting Sunday in the NFL, kind of more for some of us than others. We'll take a look back at some of the best moments, plus we'll preview tonight's matchup between the Cowboys and the Giants, give you our best bets there. And of course, you got some Mox Locks coming your way. But before we get started, let's welcome in Danny Brasco. Danny, how's it going?
It's going good, Katie. We got my Giants Monday Night Football, so no bias coming in, just pure cold hard facts, and it should be a weird, wacky game like a lot of the games on Sunday were, but I'm excited for it.
You know, a couple weeks ago, you were not willing to call them your Giants, but it seems like now that they're 2-0, you're willing to claim them again.
I had them on loan to you. I was ready. I was giving them up for adoption, but no, I want them back.
All right, well, let's get into Mock's thoughts, and we'll talk about some of those games. First up, the Bills versus the Dolphins. The Bills lost to the Dolphins 21-19 since the start of last season, including the playoffs. The Bills are now 0-7 in games decided by just one score. They're 14-1 in all other games. I mean, you watch this. The Bills dominated the Dolphins in the box score for basically the entire game. They had 16 more first downs than the Dolphins did. They had 285 more total yards than the Dolphins, and they possessed the ball over 40 minutes. They ran 90 offensive plays, and they still lost. I was on the Bills for this one. I didn't really think that. Look, I like Mike McDaniel, and I guess I'm going to have to start giving Tua some credit, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think this game proved that the Dolphins are legit because it didn't go their way. You just pointed out a lot of the lopsided box score, and they still found a way to win. I mean, Tua left the game with a concussion, slammed his head. The doctor that cleared him to return needs his license revoked instantly. But, you know, it showed
I was going to say that the NFL Players Association has launched an investigation into Tua returning to that game, because anybody who watched that game, there was no way that you thought that he should be coming back on the field.
Yeah, crazy that he was back out there. But I think it's going to endear him to a lot of fans. He's showed some grit and toughness. Not okay that he was back out there, but it's going to get him some fans. And the Dolphins won a game that it feels like they shouldn't have won in an ugly, scrappy, low-scoring game against the juggernaut of the AFC. So that's going to carry a lot of momentum going forward. I don't think they're going to be looked at as maybe that sneaky team. No, they're legit contenders now, because Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle didn't even go that crazy, and they still, again, found a way to win on the back of their defense. So I was pretty impressed with the Dolphins in what was an ugly game.
Yeah, speaking of ugly games, let's talk about the Packers and the Bucks. This was pretty boring for the most part. It was 6-2-14 for the longest time. Buccaneers scored within 14 seconds left to make it a two-point game. They needed the two-point conversion to tie it, and Tom Brady and the Bucks did not get it. They were flagged for the delay of game. Then they went back to the 7-yard line, and then it was pretty much over from there. Interesting, though, when you look at the two quarterbacks, Tom Brady outplayed Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers was 27 of 35 with 255 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Brady, 31 of 42, 271 yards. One touchdown there, and then zero interceptions. The Buccaneers went 2 of 11 on third down, converting just 18% of the time. It was the second worst third down percentage in a game with Tom Brady at quarterback. But if you look at this too, like the Packers drives in the first half, it was like touchdown, touchdown. And then the final nine drives, fumble, punt, 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 interception, punt, 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 punt. So obviously the Packers went out, they got those couple touchdowns in the very beginning. And even though the Buccaneers started playing better, they just could never catch up. But what do you think? I was on Tampa Bay money line on this one too. So I needed that 2-point conversion to hopefully get things into overtime. What'd you think of this one?
Tough one. Yeah, I didn't have any bets in this one. I'm kicking myself for not taking the under. I claim to be the king of the under. Mm. And this was set at 42 in a Brady versus Rodgers game. It's scary, but that speaks volumes. And there you see it. I mean, with the two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it, the offenses still look pretty inept. I mean, they're having a lot of struggles, both of them with their offensive lines and, you know, lack of, you know, injuries and lack of receiving options. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has Alan Lazard and Romeo Doubs, the rookie. He's barely anyone to look at, and they're going to have to pull off wins on the back of, you know, whoever they can find out there. So a lot of issues for these powerhouse teams in the NFC. And this game is like, you know, the winning team got to be thanking their lucky stars to have won this one over a really good opponent, because both of them are not the best versions of themselves right now. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, let's talk about a game that actually went the way that we thought it was going to. The Colts and the Chiefs. Colts win. I didn't necessarily think the Colts were going to win. I don't know if you did either, but we definitely were all on you, me, and Kenny, and Munaf. Everyone I've talked to this week actually on the sharp side here, given the Colts the 5.5. Now, the Colts failed to beat the Jaguars and the Texans this year, and somehow they beat Patrick Mahomes in September and the Chiefs, which doesn't actually happen. The Chiefs did everything that they could to lose this game. There was the muffed point, they missed the extra point, and the 34-yard field goal. They faked a field goal, which led to an incomplete pass. Like, this game was just a nightmare for the Chiefs. Again, we were on the right side of this, but what did you think of this game?
I was at a bar. I watched that fake field goal, and everyone in the bar is like, this is not Madden, Andy Reid. Like, this is not a video game. Those don't really work. That's what I said in the group chat we're in. I mean, like, everyone on the show, like you just mentioned, was on the Colts. So, hey, there's something to be said there. I mean, National Overreaction League is what I texted you, right? Everyone is so ready to just take the narrative and run with it for the rest of the season. But any given Sunday is the classic proverb. And when everyone is down on the other side is the perfect time to bet them. Colts had something in them, and it was a gross game. Matt Ryan played pretty poorly for most of it, but Matty Ice found that, you know, that cold blood in his veins, and he led the game-winning drive for them, and Colts win outright. We were on the +7 before it moved to 5.5, so we were the sharps in this one. We moved the line. We all feel pretty good about that one. So nice call, Katie, and we can pat ourselves on the back.
All right, moving on. This one was interesting. Vikings at Lions. The Vikings were losing for most of the game. They came back from 14 down to beat the Lions 28-24. Kirk Cousins threw a go-ahead touchdown pass to KJ Osborne with 45 seconds left. So they win the game, but they fail to cover the 6 points, and that's what I had them on. The Lions had a 10-point lead going into the fourth. They ran 23 plays in the fourth quarter and didn't score, plus I had that turnover that just changed everything for them. I was disappointed in Kirk Cousins. I needed the -6, but I guess congrats to the Vikings. I don't know. I kind of do. We think the Vikings are a little bit of frauds now after the last two games. Everyone's super high on them. They started out strong, lost to the Eagles. Kirk Cousins Monday night. Fine. But what was his excuse in this game?
Yeah, you're right. It's tough. It's really tough because I'm super high on the Vikings, and Cousins is not helping my case. I mean, he struggled in the beginning of this Lions game. I'm kicking myself for not taking Lions +6 again because, yeah, they don't win always, but they cover at a great rate. I mean, year in and year out, whatever their record is straight up, they're one of the most profitable teams to bet on against the spread all the time in football. So Lions, sneaky good play. But, yeah, I want to see more out of the Vikings if I'm going to look to back them in more bets this season. Cousins is just – he's got an arsenal of weapons around him that he should be absolutely firing on all cylinders with. And when he's not – it's really frustrating. So he's got to get it together.
He wasn't utilizing Justin. Yep. Sorry. Continue.
No, go ahead. I mean, yeah, they pick up the win, but not the cover. And you're right. I mean, Jay Jett has got to get more looks.
Way more looks. Like, you've got, Jefferson there and you're not throwing. That was just crazy to me. But speaking of games or teams rather that people were really high on, in the beginning of the season and seem to actually be living up to the hype. How about those Eagles versus Commanders? 24-8 win. This is the first 3-0 start for the Eagles since 2016. They had a 24-0 lead coming into halftime. They had 9 sacks. It was the most sacks in a game since their 10-sack performance versus the Jets in Week 5 of 2019. Jalen Hurts, he was 22 for 35, 340 yards and 3 touchdowns. Devonta Smith, I mean, I'm sure you saw those 2 catches that he made. What a stud. 8 receptions, 169 yards, touchdown. You know, it was the second most by an Eagle in any half since 1991. He had 7 receptions, 156 yards, and a touchdown in the first. What do you think of the Eagles, and what do you think of this game?
So I just said about, you know, National Overreaction League. This ain't an overreaction. The Eagles are legit.
No.
And Jalen Hurts is the real reason. He just strung together back-to-back fantastic passing games. He didn't even really need his legs. I mean, we know he can do that at any time. But in the pocket, making great reads and throwing darts to receivers. I mean, he looks really improved. That Eagles defense is terrifying when they're clicking. Yep. It is tough to run on them. It's tough to do anything on them. The secondary much improved. Katie, the Eagles are legit. We picked them to win the NFC East. That's a lock. It's over. We got it at +152. That they're gone. They're winning the division. Let's just see what they do once they get to the playoffs. But I'm high on the Eagles, man. They're real.
I agree. And now for Sunday Night Football. Football Night in America, the one we were waiting all day for. And it was the grossest game between the 49ers and the Broncos that I have ever seen. As a Niners fan, I am sick But even if you're a Broncos fan, you don't feel good about that win. I mean, it was the most disgusting football I've seen in a long time. Props to the defenses. Both of the defenses played lights out. The offenses let Russ cook. I mean, the guy was cooking up some NyQuil chicken there. And Jimmy Garoppolo looked great in the first game coming in. Looked like a guy who hadn't seen the playbook or taken a snap all preseason in this game. Just looked absolutely confused. Felt like there was some weird calls by Kyle Shanahan, too. It's the first time that the 49ers are 1-2 since 2018. The Broncos are 2-1 for the first time since 2018. So go ahead and flip those. They finished with 6-10 that season. Both teams combined to go for 7-29 from third down. 49ers only converted one of their 10 third down attempts. There were combined 17 punts in this game. The 49ers had 3 turnovers and a safety in the second half. Now, this is the part where, you know, I ride hard for Jimmy Garoppolo, but the safety that turned into the pick six, and then we were happy for the safety because it was better than the pick six. That was that whole sequence. I was stunned for several seconds after that. Do I think the Niners can bounce back for this? I do, but oof, morale has got to be down. And Deebo Samuel himself looked extremely frustrated.
Yeah, and I'm just glad that he's not injured. He went into the blue tent for, 20 seconds? Yeah. He's the toughest player in the league, so Deebo continues to be a badass. We have that to at least have as a silver lining for Niners fans. But, man, Katie, I mean, I didn't do so good in this game. I had the under, which is the lock of the century, but I had the Niners money line. I didn't think that Nathaniel Hackett could beat a hard-nosed team like the Niners, even at home. And he didn't prove to me he could. I mean, he barely did. It's a Jimmy G safety stepping out of bounds, unforced safety. I mean, really ugly stuff. Even on the potential game-winning drive they had after the Broncos were unable to convert the two-point conversion, and it was 11-10, they had a shot to do it. They're at midfield about. They're there near, you know, Robbie Gould's range, and Jimmy G throws into double coverage, which should have been a pick. Awful decision. Yep. It's just, I bet on the Niners because I thought they'd rally around him. I thought the offense was going to be back to the way it looks. And, you know, it just goes to show you, it does take some time. The Broncos played good defense. Both offenses were putrid. And like you said, one of the most disgusting Sunday night games we'll ever watch. I'm just glad it's over.
I'm glad it's over too. I can't imagine paying money to actually go to that game. And I just hate myself for watching every snap of that game as is. Brandon Ayuk, I had him for an anytime touchdown. That was great. Wish I would have had him for a first touchdown. I thought he was definitely going to get more love, and he did. The Niners started out strong there. I had Nick Bosa to get a sack. Everybody else got a sack. I mean, Russell Wilson got sacked multiple times in this game, but none of them came from Nick Bosa. And then, of course, the Niners did not win that game. I mean, the Vegas got it right by having this be a 1-point spread just on the other side. All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my, the college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckrich Smoked Sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese, Eckrich Smoked Sausage is a quick way to bring flavor to all your tailgate meals. Visit Eckrich.com for easy, one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you. Football season is here, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great NFL ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See vividseats.com/rewards for terms and conditions. All right, time now for a Capper's Corner. We're going to get into Monday Night Football. We've got the Dallas Cowboys taking on the New York Giants here in New York with a win against the Dallas Cowboys tonight. The Giants can move to 3-0 on the season, joining just the Eagles and the Dolphins as the only three undefeated teams in week three. That's something I didn't think was going to come out of my mouth, and I'm sure Danny didn't think was going to happen either. This game is pick'em. Giants favored -1. They're -115 on the money line. Dallas 105, -105 on the money line. This total a low 39.5. It just ticked up a hook this morning. Cowboys are 9-1 versus the Giants since 2017. They're 9-0 with Prescott, 0-1 without Prescott in that span. And this is the first time the Giants are favored over the Cowboys since week 17 of 2018. That's when y'all had Eli Manning as your quarterback. Danny, interesting game tonight. What do you think?
So interesting, especially from a betting perspective. I mean, taking away my Giants fan bias, I'm looking at the line, and it opened up at -3, which is typical for the home team if it's a neutral game. If they make it a pick 'em, you normally give about a 3-point advantage for the team that's at home. But it's moved down to -1 now, and it seems like, again, an overreaction spot. I know that bets are going to be on both sides. The Giants are 2-0. The New York betting market is massive, and a lot of people are going to go back the Giants tonight for the fandom. The Cowboys are America's team, right? So, allegedly. And people are going to go bet the Cowboys, and they're going to back Cooper Rush now. Everyone faded him last week against the Bengals. They pull it off. He does enough. The defense has been really solid, and it feels like everyone's just going to run to bet that narrative now. Oh, the Cooper Rush, he's the man. He's 2-0. But I'd sooner say that the Giants have a shot to pull this off. Now, I'm not going to bet the money line. I'm not going to give that out here because it's too scary, but I lean Giants money line. What I will say is the under is looking mighty, mighty fine at 39.5. Low, low total, but I gravitate towards low totals. As I always say, odds makers don't set them there for no reason. I mean, take a look at this game. It's Cooper Rush versus Daniel Jones. Whoever makes the least mistakes should win the game, and whichever defense can win the line of scrimmage and make their plays, get those stops, should win the game. And that's the game script that I'm looking at here, Katie. I think it's just going to be a war in the trenches. Who can establish the run game? Who can just do a little more to open up the field? And that's going to contribute to a pretty low-scoring game. There's a little reverse line movement on that, too. Opened up at 40.5. More people bet the over. Move down. I like when I see that. So give me the under 39.5. That feels like a pretty strong bet tonight.
I agree with you on both of these things. I lean Giants tonight as well, but the only thing that stops me from going to the window is Daniel Jones. He's 0-8 in his career in primetime. It's the longest primetime losing streak to begin a career in the NFL history. Okay, so as much as I'm definitely on the Giants side here, and I think they can pull off this win, it's just hard for me to trust Danny Dimes in primetime. So I also like the under, a couple of stats.
Sorry, Katie. I was going to say, if he looks any better than Kirk Cousins, then we have a shot.
That's true. But I'm not holding my breath for this one. Anyways, go Giants. Go G-Men. I like the under as well. I'm going to throw a couple of stats at you with this one. Since week 7 of last season, the Giants under is 11-2, the best in the NFL. Cowboys under 10-2, tied for the second best in the NFL. The under's combined 4-0 so far this season with these teams. It's 2-0 under Cooper Rush with the Cowboys as their starter. So, everything points to the under in this game. What is a prop bet, or what are some prop bets that you're looking at?
So we're talking about the under, and we think defense is going to be the story here. Let's look at the best defensive player on the field. That's Micah Parsons, and there's no doubt about it. Yeah. You've been cashing his sack props at like plus money, I think, right? And he's just been destroying teams in the backfield. Tackles for losses, 2 sacks in each of the first 2 games. This guy's got 4 already. So let's look at his tackles plus assists. On Caesars, can get that -155, over 3.5 tackles plus assists. And the reason I like it even more, obviously, you know, he's already gone over this number twice in the first 2 weeks. But I'm going to put 2 units on this because think of the game script like I'm talking about. I mean, this game's going to be won at the line of scrimmage. The run game's got to get established. Quarterbacks are going to be looking in the middle of the field for safety routes and anything they can do to move the chains. And what does that spell? Tackles for Micah Parsons. I think he's going to be all over the field, and we're going to hear his name all night. So 3.5 still, while, you know, he's getting 4 or 5 tackles to start the season, mostly sacks. I think that number will go up as he starts to wreak havoc all over the field. So give me Micah Parsons all day. I know -155, I'm not in love with that, but I'll put a little bigger bet on it and win some more if I think it's worthwhile. And I definitely do here.
Danny, I love that prop. And I'm also going to add a little bit more to it and add a Danny Dimes interception to that, all because of Micah Parsons. Like you said, this game will likely be decided by which defense can force the opposing quarterback to make the most mistakes. And unfortunately, Danny Dimes lends himself very well to that narrative. For the first time in his career, Micah Parsons is the favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year. That's a +350 on Caesar Sportsbook. He leads the NFL in sacks right now with 4. He's got 13 pressures. He's leading the NFL there too. And he's second in pressure rate at 22%. And Daniel Jones has one interception in two games. I think he's going to be running for his life tonight. I think that Micah Parsons is going to get a sack. I think he's going to get the over 3.5 that you like. And I do think that Danny Dimes will have at least one interception tonight. Is there another prop bet that you like?
Yeah, so Danny Dimes' interception, I'm not mad at you taking that at all. I mean, it makes sense. Pressure's going to be in his face, and, you know, he's liable to make some bad decisions. But he's also been making some pretty good decisions this year here and there, sprinkled in.
Yes.
We can give the man a little credit. I certainly have dogged him enough, so let me give him some shine here. And a receiver that he's seemingly having some pretty good chemistry with is Richie James, coming over from your Niners. Mm. And Richie James and him seem to be finding each other in multiple different schemes. I've seen him sit down in soft coverage and find him over the middle. I've seen him win in man-to-man. I'm seeing him find him on the move. And I like that for a security target in a game where I don't expect too many points. Danny Dimes is going to have to go to someone that feels familiar. In the first 2 weeks, Richie James has 5 catches, 6 targets, and well over this number of receiving yards set here at 32.5. He's going over 50 in the first 2 games. Similar to when we cashed Treylon Burks in the game we covered on the Titans when his receiving yards total was very low. I feel that James is still too low here. He looks to be Daniel Jones' favorite target alongside Sterling Shepard. So if he's getting 6 targets and his receiving yards total is 32.5, come on, that's a few 10-yard catches and I'm there. I'm going to take Richie James over receiving yards in this one.
I love it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, let's talk some mocks, locks. Danny, I feel like we're pretty much in sync on all of our bets here. What is your absolute take to the window for tonight's 2 bets?
Yeah, we're in lockstep on these ones. I got to bet the under 39.5. Can't ignore reverse line movement on game totals, and that's my go-to move for unders. So defense is going to be the play here. I'm taking the under 39.5, and I'm taking the best defensive player on the field, Micah Parsons, over 3.5 tackles and assists.
I agree. And you know, I'm already on those as well. Love, love, love the under. And I love Micah Parsons. I'm just going to sprinkle one more on there just for the people. I'm taking Saquon Barkley over 19.5 rushing attempts. This is at -110. You know it. Barkley's been an absolute beast so far this season. He's averaging 24 touches, 111 yards per game. We know this is going to be low scoring. We know it's going to be ground and pound. So the Giants are going to have to beat Dallas in the ground game. The Cowboys have surrendered an average of 120.5 rushing yards per game. Barkley isn't sharing the workload, which is why I like him to get a lot of attempts here. He had 18 attempts versus the Titans, 21 versus Carolina. We're at 19.5. I think he can split that. So I'm going to take him over on his rushing attempts as well. All right, thanks, Danny. This has been Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Don't forget to follow us on social @MoxieBets. We'll see you Wednesday.